Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 268. I am Chris, as always, joined by Dr. Tony.
Touchdown, Gronkowski!
Yeah. And Fozzie.
Patriots are cheaters.
But we win, and that's all that matters.
And on the couch today, Jeff.
Present.
You played some games. Football's going on, though. Tony is quite happy.
It's nice to watch the Patriots dominate once again. It's never happened before.
Not ever.
See, that...
never before.
I don't know how... That's bullshit.
Well, go ahead.
You have to love a team that is just, like... losers. So then when they do, like...
Let's remember, the Patriots did used to be losers.
Right.
A long time ago.
They're like, hey, we should start this cheating business. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, hey, we were losers for so long, we deserve to start cheating. Okay? That's how it is.
That's not how football works. Super Bowl bound Jags never cheat in their life.
Maybe if the Jaguars cheated better,
yeah,
they
would
be better. The problem is
don't like scumbag coaches that take our Super Bowl wins, tarnish them.
Wait,
tarnish.
Were there any Super Bowl wins for the Jags?
No.
Okay.
We got close. For like the first 3 years, we got close.
I heard that the Jags are the least popular team in football. Is that true, Fozzie?
I wouldn't say like least popular, like most hated. It's just literally like.
Right.
Confined
no,
to
like,
one city, like.
Like actually, nobody cares about them.
Yeah, I guess like. No, like, marquee names where someone's going to be like, oh, yeah, that player was on the Jags. He's cool. Like, unless you like Fred Taylor, but he was just...
Fred Taylor was
awesome
back
in the day. You know? But
fragile no Fred.
No one's going to, like, follow, like, Maurice Jones-Drew or...
Gronk!
We don't have, like...
This will be a long season.
Indians in our goddamn team, so, you know.
The Patriots need to be on during the podcast more often.
I know, Sean's getting my liking, huh?
Looks like Gronk is walking back.
Well, I mean, Sean is a Washington Redskins fan, so there's that.
Yeah, he sucked me into that whole fucking nightmare. I remember like when it was like RG3's rookie season, he would just go on and on about it, so I was like, I started watching and I was like, wow, this guy's amazing. So like I was all into the Redskins. And, you know how that went.
and then he quickly got hurt, and that was the end of it. Now he's a third-string quarterback. Way to go, Jeff. Way to go.
I say way to go, Sean. I'd say it's his fault. What? He hyped it up too much.
Up what?
RG3.
And he was really good until he got hurt, and then he couldn't run the...
He was really good until, like, a couple of weeks after I started watching the Redskins.
So, basically, this is your fault.
So, Jeff started watching them, and he died.
The origin of all this is Sean. It's going back to Sean. I'm blaming him.
We can blame Sean. It's all right. I'm sure he doesn't mind. Eric or
Paul. I'm going to need to find some new teams this year, because the Bears aren't going to be it, I don't
think. Super Bowl bound Jags.
I don't understand why you can't root for the Bears.
Oh, I root for the Bears, and
I'll
watch.
Why do you need to find a new team then? Like, the team doesn't have to win this. Because
I need to watch a team that's going to go into the playoffs and see what things. So I can
remember. You remember that one dream we all had when Super Bowl bound Jags were up 17-0 against the Eagles in the first half of the first NFL game? Oh, it was a beautiful time to be alive.
What happened after
and
that, Fozzie?
It all went downhill. They came back, and then it was like, oh, yeah, we'll go to 3-30.
Yeah. I don't know, Jeff. I've been a Dolphins fan for ever, and, I mean, we haven't been very good.
Dolphins supposed to be good this year.
Should be. And of course, we don't have Gronkowski, so...
Gronk!
I don't know if we're going to be able to do a whole lot in the AFC East. Might make the playoffs. Might.
I don't know. Your line's going to be fearsome.
Yes.
Wake and Sue. That's...
It's going to be a nightmare for offenses. I would be terrified.
I don't play.
Right. Also, I mean, I would die if they came after me, so. It'd probably just crush me to death. Anyway, we play games on occasion.
Like Madden.
Like Madden, yeah.
Yeah.
Tony's still playing some Madden. I heard they fixed that this
Patch
week.
Madden. I have like a half-written Madden review, and I had a couple points where I was pretty critical, and they fixed all of them.
Wait. You bought a game that had problems, and the developer fixed it?
I know, isn't that amazing?
I didn't know that was a possibility, because I've been bugging Wufu Studios for a fucking month to fix their game. And, yeah, they won't. They say they are. It's coming very soon.
Sure. Yeah, so they fixed some weird penalty enforcement stuff. They fixed the weird bug where your players would accidentally end up on the wrong side of scrimmage and get an encroachment penalty. And then there was this other weird thing where this year you can, like, control the receiver slightly after you throw a pass.
Right.
And the
boy.
The benefit always went to the receiver. Like, the receiver would have a huge advantage over the defensive back. So you're, like, making awesome plays way down the field against the hapless defense, and it would be, like, your third receiver against Darrell Revis, and you would still, like, make the play. But they've balanced that out now, so that doesn't happen hardly at all now. So it's more realistic.
Okay.
So everything I was going to complain about, gone. Also, interception Patriots.
Yeah, I was going to say, Roethlisberger just gave you a present, Tony.
I know, and I was talking, and you see how I didn't say anything, but I was finished. That is focus. I'm focused.
Tony is focused tonight.
Good
for
Tony.
Patriots.
Oh.
So, Madden improved.
Madden is so good. I mean, I probably said this last year, too, but this is the best Madden ever. Best
you
football
say
game
that
I play.
Every time.
I do not say that every time.
I remember, what, 2 years ago, you were pretty critical of it. Like,
yeah. It was the first year they did the new physics, and it looked funny and weird.
Yeah.
Odd stuff happened, like players getting flung 50 feet in the air.
It was also that weird transition year where, you know, the new systems were coming out, and what they've released on the new systems was garbage. Like every time. That's cool. I'm glad Madden is working. Did you play any more Dishonored?
I did. And I think I've decided what turned me off the first time playing Dishonored.
Okay.
So, I like the gameplay.
Oh.
But the world is, like, really dark and foreboding. But not very deep. Like, I feel like the character development's weak, the storyline's weak, and there's really no reason to go out and, like, enjoy the world. Because there's nothing really to enjoy. It's all just, like, dead people. And
yeah, it's not really, an open world in the traditional sense. It's more just there.
Right. And I guess other games offer more than that. So, despite the fact that the gameplay is pretty good, it doesn't hold my interest because there's just not enough there in terms of, like, meat.
Fair enough.
I'm going to play more, though. I'm farther than I was the first time, so that's
I have been playing Battlefield Hardline.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Wait. Is that the one... That's, like, one that came out recently, right?
Yeah, like, in February or March. It's the cop one. It's really weird.
Oh, yeah.
It's real... So, the way the game starts out is you are on a... you're on, like, a prison bus. You're prisoner transfer. And you find out that the character used to be a cop. He's been, in jail for 3 years. And then it cuts back to 3 years prior when you're a cop and you know, you're doing cop things like arresting people, and it's more like a kind of like a Bad Boys type movie though, where the cops are, you know, shit just blows up everywhere. And then something happens. You end up on that prison bus, and now for the last like 4 missions, I've been running around as not a cop, but I can still arrest people. It's really, really weird. And it doesn't feel like Battlefield, which I guess is good because it's a cop game. But
is there a Battlefield in the game?
Not really.
The urban Battlefield, Jeff.
Yeah. I don't know.
It just seems like they're shoehorning it into the franchise. It doesn't sound...
Yeah, it does. There's nothing Battlefield-y about it, really. It's like...
Here's a first-person shooter. We're going to slap Battlefield on the title.
Yeah, and maybe that's more for the multiplayer. I haven't touched any of that. But the single-player stuff is... It does not feel like Battlefield. It doesn't really control like Battlefield, which... guess that makes sense. Visceral did this, not DICE, so... I don't know. It's weird. It's a really weird game. I'm just about done it. It's fun that it's something different, though. Like, you know, so many first-person shooters are... generic military bullshit. This is more like a... kind of over-the-top cop drama... like Bad Boys, Michael Bay-ish style. And it looks like it's longer than any of the Battlefield campaigns that we've played, so except for maybe Bad Company 2, which is still the best Battlefield campaign. I don't know. I probably skip it. I borrowed it off of a friend, so I didn't pay anything for it. I feel that's the right price.
I think it is too. It's never seemed that interesting.
It's really
these
it's not.
Games.
I mean, it's the best Battlefield campaign since Bad Company 2, but that's not saying much because 3 and 4's campaigns were terrible. So, and it's different. That's the only thing going for it. I also finished Until Dawn.
Yeah, finally.
Review is up on the site. I like that game, except for I got screwed.
Oh boy!
At the end,
I did too. Was it the one chick that I'm thinking of?
The main character. Well, not the main character, but like kind of the big character.
Who you would think would be the final girl, kind of.
Hayden Panettiere. Yeah, the blonde. Yeah.
And
the one
yeah.
was like bathtub.
Yes, that one. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I was like, she's gonna be the final girl. And then literally, like, less than a minute before the game was over, I think it was, like, keep your controller still, like, one of those. And I didn't move my controller, dude. Like, I didn't fail any of those throughout the whole game. And then it was like, you moved it. And I killed her, and then it's like, the two people I didn't really give a fuck about lived.
Yeah,
it was literally in the last minute of the game.
I failed four quick time events throughout the entire game. One was right at the beginning. I messed up a high five. And it was like, oh, this is going to be that. Later on, I messed up one of the hold your controller still things. But the controller shook during that one, so I kind of understood. And then there was the other one I failed was I was supposed to choose between, like, two spots to shoot something. And I picked one, and... it just instant failed me. Like, it wasn't even like it registered that I did it. Thinking back on it now, I think if I had chosen the other target, something else would have happened, but I don't know. And then the final one where that shit happened.
I got, what's his name, killed. I want to say his name was Mark, the black guy.
Matt.
Matt, my bad. Like, yeah, when you get cornered by those. Like deer or whatever it is.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Did you go after the deer?
No, I was like fucking around on the cliff or something, and I think I like was hanging off the edge of the cliff, and then
hanging. Like,
Yeah. Somehow I ended up in that situation, so that was probably already bad on my part. And then there's quick time events with you climbing, and sometimes those quick time events go really quick,
they're
you
fast,
can't fail them. And the cool thing is like, that could, like, failing a QuickTime event could change your whole game, because that motherfucker fell to his death and his fucking head crushed on a fucking rock. It was awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad you're dead, because I got to see that.
Well, that's it. Like, a lot of times, like, I wanted the characters to die because I wanted more violence in the game. And sometimes it had to come from situations like that where it wasn't even, like, the killer killing them or whatever. It was just like, I'm going to fuck... Like,
right,
I didn't
like,
need to do
this,
it
this guy's going to die just because, like, I fucked up. Not yeah. like, not I was being chased and this is how the story... Like, nope, I fell off a tree branch and he cracked his skull.
Yeah, and, like, I didn't mean to fail the QuickTime event, but then when I did, I was like, oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, the only one that really angered me was that last one with the main character. One, because they had already made me do that twice in that, like, same span. It's like, don't move your controller. So I didn't move. And then it's like, don't move your controller again. Okay. And then it's, you kind of, you do something and, like you set something else up, and then it's you have to make a choice of whether you're gonna kind of run away or try and save this other character. And I should have just run away.
Oh fuck yeah, dude!
But I've been trying to be like the hero the entire time and save everybody. And I was like, I'm gonna save Mike, and it puts you instantly into that. Don't move your controller. And it just, like, instant failed. Like, I didn't move. I didn't even get a chance to move.
Yeah, I don't...
There was other weird ones, too, though, where it was, like, I didn't seemingly have a choice in the matter. And maybe I did. It was just a choice that was made prior. Like, not at that moment, but when Matt died for me, we were up on top of this fire tower thing. We're moving to the fire tower, and the fire tower collapses, and Emily and Matt are, like, Emily is actually hanging over the edge of the fire tower. We've fallen into the mines, and Matt is in a position where he can try and help her or move off. So it gives you the choice of, like, reach for Emily or kind of move off onto the platform. It's like, well, it makes more sense for me to move off onto the platform, because then I'll be able to help Emily. But I moved off onto the platform, and the platform, like, the tower just continued to drop down. So I didn't get the chance to save Emily, and then you walk forward, and the killer or something kills you right away.
Did she live, though, like, longer?
Well, she survived for me. She was one of the ones that actually survived. I ended up... My survivors were Mike.
Oh, go ahead.
Mike, Emily, and Jessica. The girl that Mike goes off to the cabin with.
The hot ass one?
Yeah.
Dude, I got her killed down in the fucking catacombs or whatever right near the end, too, and it was fucking gruesome and amazing. And then Emily. Now, this is one case where I did, like, I was like, you know what, this fucking movie needs a little more violence. It's when they thought she was infected or something.
Yes.
And I fucking blew her brains out.
Shot her.
Fucking awesome. It was, that was probably the best kill in the whole fucking game, dude. Like, it was just so fucking gruesome, dude. Just like super graphic.
So did you find out that you didn't need to do that, though? Like, okay.
Like, right after you find out, and they're like, it's awful. Gotta tell him. Like, we gotta go tell him that he didn't have to do that. I was like, dude, don't fucking tell him that.
So. You know, like, so even though, so I in the same position, Sam, Ashley, and Emily, they're in there, and Mike's in there as well, and Mike pulls the gun on Emily, and I just didn't do anything, and
yeah,
he, like, kind of backs off, and he goes in to go and find Josh, who has the key for something else, and he walks away, and then Ashley's, like, looking over this book, and she finds out that, oh, like, Emily's not infected or whatever. But then they all make a decision to, like, go out and find Mike, and I'm like, what are they doing? Like, it makes sense in the terms of a horror film, but as, like, me, who has watched a lot of horror films, and as the person making the decisions, like, no, we should stay here in this fucking room and not move.
Exactly. And like in my game, it was like he fucking like killed her, and then he went out to go do something. I forgot whatever. And they're like, we gotta go find Mike so we could tell him that he didn't have to kill her. It's like, no, you don't.
Right? No.
One.
Don't make him sad.
That shit.
But hey, you didn't have to. You didn't have to kill your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. Why do you have to tell him? Like, it's too late now.
Some of that game is fantastic. There are parts that are just infuriating. And you were right when you said, like, it goes from being, like, that slasher film to kind of a Saw-esque thing to being kind of The Descent. A little bit different, but...
How did you feel about that, like, the twist?
I was all right with the mid-twist. Like, the mid...
Yeah.
Like, the where it kind of became, like, type of Saw-type thing.
And you kind of found out that it was all really just, like, this guy doing...
Yeah.
Like, trying to teach him a lesson? Like, after a while, he's just like, dude, guys, can't you just take a joke? And they're right. Like, no! It's like, what the fuck?
We thought we... Like, one thought they killed you. Like, there's these saws coming down on top of our head. Yeah. We thought you were... Like, we didn't realize there were blanks in the gun. You're making us choose...
I guess we should see the spoilers for that, but it's been out.
Sorry.
It's been out.
Yeah.
Our listener's not going to play it.
I mean, it's really fun to play. I really enjoyed it, but I don't feel that I'm going to go back and play it again anytime soon.
Really? I was going to ask you, because I'd like to make my girlfriend play it just so then, like, just to see what she does, you know, or whatever.
I could see that, yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen, but... I felt that it's short enough, and like there are enough different things that could happen, like even just comparing our two playthroughs.
Sure.
That I feel like, you know, in a slow, like say June next year.
Sure.
I might
then.
Pop it in. And it takes like a day to play. Like it's not long at all.
I would. Not, like, anytime soon, but, yeah, I can see going back to it in, like, 6 months to a year.
Yeah, and
giving it another go. Like kind of like a good horror movie, like, you go back and watch it again.
Yeah. It's so tempting for me to sell it, too, because, you know, trading value's still high, blah, 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 but I'm, like, sitting there in the back of my head going, no, you want to replay that at least one time, so it's, and not right now, so I think it's just going to be part of my PS4 collection forever.
It would definitely, I think, be something worth going back to later. Although the choices are very binary, but I mean, our playthrough obviously very different. So
yeah, it could really vary a lot. But going back to when you said you didn't shoot her or whatever, like you just like did nothing. I was talking with Mr. Too Fresh about the game, like after I beat it. And he asked me about Emily. He's like, what'd you do? I'm like, I fucking blew that bitch's brains out. And he's like, Jeff, you know, sometimes doing nothing is the right thing. And I was like, yeah, I know that. I didn't kill any of the fucking squirrels or anything that I could have.
Right.
But I fucking definitely wanted to see. Plus, she was fucking annoying, dude. Like, she was, like, the most abrasive character out of all of them. She gets better as the game goes on, but...
And I think, looks like Mike is pretty... despicable early on as well, but I think that you mold the way, you know, they turn out as well.
You
there's more depth to them.
All of them are stereotypes at the beginning.
Yep.
And then I think no matter what you do, they have a little more depth. But yeah, you can make them better people than
because Mike comes off like originally as just like the macho jock dude, and
I thought he was gonna fucking bite it right away, and he was. My last person that he's the guy that made it, and I was like, and he actually becomes likable as it goes on, which is really weird. Like,
right, although you could totally play him as an ass, and like, so he wouldn't be likable, but he, like, evidently you made some of the same choices I did with him, and you play him out way differently than he's intended.
See, I wonder if you can make him a total asshole and get him killed. I have a feeling you could probably get like. All sorts of different combinations for the very end. I lost everyone but two people. Him and the one other kind of like, I think I want to say she has glasses or something.
Ashley.
Yes, him and Ashley were my final people. They had like nothing to do with each other.
Yeah, so like I lost Ashley, and it was just, they showed this scene where Jessica is still alive. Like, you haven't seen Jessica since like the second episode, and she's been missing from the story the entire time. And
yeah.
They show her at the end of an episode, and it moves into the next. And I'm in charge of Ashley, and we're walking through, like, underneath, and I chased after a noise that sounded like her. And it was totally my fault after thinking about it, because if you read the book that where they find out that Emily isn't infected, it actually tells you about the fact that, you know, why this totally made sense, why I ended up getting her killed.
See, I always, in a lot of situations like that, like, I seem to remember in that situation, I ran away. Any time it was like, go help the other person or whatever, or go investigate this or run away, I was always run away. I was super selfish.
Do I have another question for you? Did you try and do the quick things, or did you go like the safe route with things? Because like, it'll be like climb around or jump. Like,
I mixed it up. I don't know that it matters.
I don't know. I always went the safe route, and like, it kept most of them alive through most of the game. So
see, yeah, I did do like the quicker route sometimes when it was like climb or leap or whatever, you know, like, mm-hmm. you know, one's less safe. I would do the less safe one a lot of times. It feels like the quick time event goes faster. Like, it's, and I probably got a couple people killed that way. But
it's a,
I don't know.
It's probably the best of that style of adventure game, I think, right now, though.
I do think, though, that we also, like, you and I are, like, fans of the genre.
Yeah,
that,
sure.
That helps a lot.
Like, if you're not a fan of horror films, this isn't going to do anything
like
for
it.
You.
Yeah, like, if you don't like horror movies at all, you're probably going to be like, whatever, fuck this. You know?
Good to know.
Yeah. So, maybe
some, I don't know, though.
But I like some, like, horror games, so I don't know. Yeah, I mean, like, I don't like... Is there, like, a lot of jump scares? Is that kind of the shtick with this?
There's a lot of, like...
There's a lot
cat.
Of jump scares, yeah.
Yeah, like... Yeah. It's a
like,
cat.
Cats in the corner, yeah. And, like...
Right.
Like,
exactly,
but
nothing, but, yeah.
It's actually, like, really well-framed, and and it'll keep you tense, like... Especially because everything you do in the game could lead to their death. Like, any choice you make, any quick-time event you mess up, it might not, like, there's plenty where, like, things just don't happen from those choices or from you doing quick time events, but at any moment, something could be important, so you have to be paying attention at all times, so it makes you more tense just playing it. It's really, really fun. Yeah.
I mean, I recommend it. I do feel like I wish it was cheaper. Because
yeah.
It is it's a short, and you look at, like, the Telltale games, they're, like, what, $30, basically?
Yeah.
But then again, the production values on this, like, blow
way,
fuck.
Way better, yes.
Yeah. Like, it's a really good-looking game, which is crazy, because it was a PS3 game at first, you know? But they fucking, I mean, that's a great-looking game.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't, it runs fairly well, too, but it's not, this isn't a Telltale game with their busted ass engine that's always barely running.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Stuttering along.
Yeah.
Freezing between fucking transition, like between one shot to the next, where it's just like, what the fuck just happened there?
Yeah.
My girlfriend was watching me play once. She's like, why is it doing that? And I was like, I don't know, dude. They just,
it's Telltale.
Yeah, they just fucking, they're just collecting our money and not fucking fixing the basics.
Amen.
Hey, but their games are all pretty fucking good, so in the end.
At some point they need to improve that, though. Like,
they need to, I think, improve the whole look too. Like, their games look good, like, it's like that comic book style, but I don't know, when you see something like Until Dawn, you're like, fuck, dude.
Right. Like, Until Dawn next to Game of Thrones, and it's like, And Game of Thrones could have looked this good. Like, there's no reason why it couldn't have. Like, all right, The Walking Dead, definitely comic book style. But yeah, this, when you do Game of Thrones, which is a live action TV show, against Until Dawn, which is, you know, basically a live action movie, it's night and day.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Until Dawn, a lot of fun. But let's talk about Jeff's lack of willpower.
Hey,
what happened now, Jeff? What did you do?
I have this problem.
Oh boy.
I don't know, dude. Everyone on the planet is talking about how good Metal Gear is.
Yeah.
I don't want to like miss out on something that I could enjoy or whatever. Plus, I listen to Giant Bomb every fucking week, and like it feels like they've been talking about this game for like fucking 2 months. Like, they just talk about it every fucking week, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then like this week, like the newest episode, like they talked about it for almost 2 fucking hours. I'm like, all right, dude, it's time to see what everyone's talking about, even though there's a very good chance that I'm gonna hate it. Like, there's a certain series where, like, Assassin's Creed, like, dude, I don't know how many times I've given that a chance and I don't like it.
This is a... So, the thing with Assassin's Creed is each one is basically Assassin's Creed. Like, they don't change very much from game to game. Like, alright, they added in boats for, you know, 4 or whatever. The core gameplay, like, is still the same. Metal Gear's drastically changed each one. Like, they've gotten better. Like, it's like Kojima has learned how to he's improved each time. Doesn't always mean he's improved to a quality that is acceptable to most gamers, but he might have got it this time.
It seems like most gamers are really big fans of the series. Like, most like hardcore gamers like are pretty big into it. Like, I don't know, I don't see anyone who's like not interested in this game. So that's why I was like, all right, you've tried out Twin Snakes, I've tried out I think every Metal Gear Solid, honestly. I tried out could mean I played it for fucking half an hour, right? Which is probably not enough. Well, I'm very happy to report this game is fucking really good. Like, it's
got
fucking
it.
Awesome, dude.
Found it.
So yeah, thanks everyone, Fozzie, Chris, etc., for pushing me to...
How far are you into it?
I'm not far at all, but like, alright, so I got it yesterday, or was it yesterday or the day before? I don't know, dude, the days
are
boring.
I think it was yesterday.
Yeah, I think it was yesterday. Like, I barely, you know, I got through, like, the intro, like, the prologue... and then I went to like a trivia night at a bar, and then I came home and tried to play past the prologue, which was a bad idea, because I was like, what am I doing? Like, where's my mission? Like, how do I see my objective? I was like texting Chris today, like, dude, I was trying to look for the objective last night, I couldn't figure out. Like, anyways, so then tonight I got into the game proper, you know. So I've done a couple missions. I think I've done 3 missions now that were past the prologue. I saved Miller, and then I've done 2 missions since then. It's really fun, dude. Like, it's really
open up the base.
Oh yeah, you're still a little baby though.
Oh yeah, like I have not done. Like, I just kind of got the, and this is by far my favorite thing about the game is the Fulton extracting thing.
Oh
dude.
Yes,
that is every fucking guy I like drop and it says.
I've actually calmed down. I was much like that at the beginning, where if I could. You know, if I were able to stealthily sneak up on them, I would just balloon them away.
Yeah.
I have slowed down on that considerably.
Why?
Because now you can, like, at some point you actually get an upgrade to your binoculars where you can see if they're any good or not.
Right.
So, like, now I have standards.
No, I understand.
Oh,
the only
yeah,
reason
well.
Is that I just balloon everyone because, first off, it doesn't hurt you because they go to the waiting room. And secondly... if they wake up, they're going to radio in and be like, "Hey, I got knocked out." It's not
oh
like
no,
they
I kill
dead.
Everybody.
Oh, you kill them? Okay, well then. well then, why am I even having this conversation?
No one survives.
Murderer.
Really?
So you don't try
pretty
to, like,
much,
sleep?
Yeah.
I think if you look at the leaderboards, I have Like, Fozzie has, like, 27 or something like that missions where he's done with out being seen and not killing anybody. I have two.
Okay. So, I mean,
I'm at the bottom of those leaderboards.
Okay. Fair point. Yeah, I like getting the no kills.
It's super
it's
satisfying.
Really fun. It's really satisfying. So, like, and the nice thing is people will complain. They're like, you're a stealth guy, and there's not a lot of weapons and everything like that. And it's true. There's really you don't have that many choices as far as like stun, like stunning goes.
Right.
But I make do. And then, like, if there is alert mode, I do have, like, a stun assault rifle, which is pretty sweet because you'll hit them, and then you just keep hitting them, and then, like, you see, like, their body, like, ricochet all the time, like, while you're, like, pelting them with rubber bullets. So it's pretty cool. Like, and then you really think about it. Like, some people, they like to get, like, really, like nervous or just, like, they really get pissed off if they are playing a mission and then they get spotted. But when you think about it, like James Bond or Mission Impossible, Ethan Hunt, they're always getting caught. You know, like that's kind of like some of the fun is like getting caught and then having to run away and you know having like the alarms going off all around you and shit. So
and this game is so absurd about it too.
Yeah,
because you can literally just like run in circles. And once they can't see you anymore, the alert level will lower down. And it's like,
right.
You know that I just ran around the rock.
Yeah, no. It can be bad.
That's I love that about it because it's so stupid.
Right. But I mean, it's better than like other Metal Gear Solid games where you just have to leave their cone, essentially. But
yes.
With this one, like at least, like let's just say it's a night mission. They actually have like flares now that will like totally just... you're hiding in a bush, for example, and they put that flare out, they're going to spot you. You know? So, I mean, yeah, it's video game AI. It's certainly not the greatest, but...
No, but it's more forgiving. Like, I mean,
it is.
you can go through and try and not be spotted, but when you do get spotted, the game's not over. It's not...
Yeah.
It's not like old school Splinter Cell where it was like, you were caught, now redo this whole checkpoint.
Yeah, and you
fuck that. No,
feel like you are overpowered, like you could just run in and fucking blow shit away, because you can get killed pretty easy. But yeah, when a situation comes like that, you can get out of it, you know?
Right.
Even if you're like, dude, in this one I just did, like, I was all the way down in the bottom of this fucking, like, prison trying to save this guy, and finally a bunch of dudes, like, spotted me. I did blow them all away. And I just got the fuck out of there, but, you know, like, there was a moment where I got cornered in a room, and, like, I'm 40 minutes into this mission at this point, and I'm like, I'm gonna fucking die. I'm gonna die right now. And, like, luckily I got out of it, because I fucked up. I was, like, I was prone, and I was trying to attack him, and the dude was just fucking blowing me away.
Yeah.
So I had to, like, stand up and try to knock him out, and luckily it worked out. Like, I didn't get killed. But there you go. That's a perfect illustration. Like, you can get out of shit.
Can't,
and that mission was taking me forever. Like, they would spot me on one side of the base, and then I would just circle around the other side.
Run around to the other one.
Yeah, and then, like, kind of wait till they came that way and then circle back. But, like, it's really fun trying to...
It is fun.
Take your time and sneak through it and, you know, if all else fails, and kill some people.
I think, you know, with the game, too, it is pretty cool, though, because when you kind of, like, once you get the language barrier and everything, you can, like, listen to what they're doing. Like, a lot of times, they'll radio other people to check out, like, things. Like, if someone's at their post, they'll tell their backup to come in and check it out and things like that. And that's something new in the Metal Gear series. And it's even better when, you know, you blow up their radio and things like that. And they can't, like, they can't talk to anyone or... I don't know, it's just really cool because it's opening up all these new branches, like... When I first started, that would be my main thing, is like I would go after the lights and the radios and everything like that and just make it pitch dark so that, you know, they can't see anything.
Yeah, I love doing that. Shut everything off. But then it, like, puts them on alert. Cause, like...
Yeah, exactly. It puts them on alert. And caution mode doesn't exactly go fast. So, you know, like, obviously, like, there's the multiple stages, right? So But if they could be in like caution mode for a long time there. So, yeah, I'm liking a lot.
There's all these like little fucking like little touches, like you were saying.
Sure.
Like, and like, all right, the other mission I was just doing too. There was like a guy way out from the base, like he's like 50 yards at least from the base, like, and he's like on like a turret gun. So I go and I take him out first, and then I'm like circling around the base up the mountain. All of a sudden, a dude hops in a fucking Jeep and drives out to his post, and I'm like, what is going on over here? And I'm zooming in with my binoculars, and I'm looking, and this guy, like, discovers him, and he's like, oh, shit. And then they're like, they tell me, like, sometimes there's shift changes, like, where the guards, you know,
yes.
The shift is up, and then another guy comes. And I was like, oh, my God, that's, like, insane level of detail. Like,
yeah, they change every 12 hours or something like that, yeah. So,
like, yeah. This guy was going, he was going to, like, do his post or whatever, and he finds his fucking buddy fucking dead. I was like, wow, that is fucking amazing. Like, just a little touch like that, like, that adds a lot, dude. Like,
It does. So, yeah. And, like, it's cool because you can even, like, test out how much Kojima put into the game. I just wanted to test something out, for example. And I threw a smoke grenade when the helicopter was coming down, just to see what would happen, and, you know, just like it would in real life, you know, like the smoke would clear, like the wind from the propeller, from the propellers, it just kind of, you know, it nullified the smoke grenade. I'm like, this is pretty cool. Like, it's just all the physics, and even like when you're running in the sand, there's little footsteps. I mean, there's so much detail in the game, and I think that's a big thing with most Metal Gear games, but as far as this one, it's even more noticeable because it's such a high budget kind of with all the graphics you can do now.
Yeah, it's super, like, dude, the production values are fucking insane on it. And I also want to throw out there, I texted Chris this earlier, I was very proud of myself. Like, the first mission I did after, like, saving Miller or whatever was just to go kill some general or something. I got into that fucking, like, I found him and killed him and got out of there within 9 minutes. And I didn't kill anybody. I only had to take out two guards, like, just knocked them out. I was like, you know, I felt like, yeah, I did it. I did it right. Fuck yeah. Like, it's super satisfying to, like, when you do get through it without having to use violence or without having to kill, I guess, you know.
Chris, are you in Africa yet?
No. No,
I'm going to Africa too.
I'm still pretty early on. I've only played for about 8 hours.
Oh,
or
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of the side ops stuff that comes up. Sure. So I haven't even got Quiet yet.
Okay. Yeah, I just got her. It's funny. I don't know. God, I really hate that. It's like, put all this, like, there's a lot of detail, right? There's a lot of detail in the games, in the guns being used, in the helicopters. But her outfit, come on now, Jesus, like,
but,
like, that's
but,
not what, like, women soldiers wear, and he has this, like, whole, like, he has this reason why, but the reason why is really dumb.
The reason why is stupid, but it should just be, you should come to expect that. I've always had bullshit like this in my games, like, why wouldn't you expect me to have a half-naked woman soldier, because I'm a pervert.
Right.
Yeah, that's clearly
a pervert.
Like, I remember what was it? It was Metal Gear Solid 2, where, like, at the beginning, you jump into one of the lockers.
Yeah, you could kiss the poster.
Yeah, the poster's
like,
there.
Like, yeah,
like,
exactly.
There's so many weird,
like,
things that, like,
we know
pervy
that,
things.
Yeah.
Like, evidently, and I didn't know this. I never played Peace Walker, but evidently, the like, Snake is in there, but there's this other character, Paz, who's also part of Ground Zeroes. In that game, she's, like, 16 years old or something like that. And if Snake equips a box in one scene with her, like the cardboard box, she'll ask to come underneath there with him, and then the box bounces around, you know, kind of implying that he's, like, getting it on with her. It's, like, basically, the main character's kind of a pedophile too. Like, this is so weird. Like, having Quiet half naked in this game isn't out of the ordinary for the stupidity of the shit in this series.
Yeah, that's what that's. I mean, it does seem like there's just a lot of fucking just wackiness to the whole thing. So I don't know.
I mean, yeah, wackiness is the right term for it, because one of the missions I got, and one of the side ops missions was rescue a stray sheep. And this sheep was in the middle of, like, a town being guarded by soldiers. It's like, why is this a mission? Like, there are plenty of sheep. I can get any sheep. Why do I need to get this sheep? And why are Russian soldiers guarding this sheep?
It's the Golden Fleece, man.
It's not a special sheep. So dumb. That's probably my one complaint with the game, though, is that there's not... I miss that part of it, like
wackiness.
Yeah, you get and the long like exposition, like you get that in the opening.
No, that's one of the things that kept me away from it.
Like, I love that, like that opening portion of the game, which was so weird and goofy, and there was the guy who was on fire, and then the weird goth girl.
But there was no really long speeches or anything in it.
No,
although,
no, there
that
was, like,
part.
No, that's the, I'm fine with that, but like I want that weirdness like to the story, and like after you kind of get out of the hospital in the beginning, like it's mostly been gone. Like it's not there.
Yeah, there's like little things here and there before a mission or whatever. Yeah, like. But here's the thing, like, that beginning, it moved along at a nice enough clip, and, like, I was happy there was no super long exposition in it, but, dude, it's too long. Like, you need to, like, dude, I was, like, at some point I was yelling at the screen, because I'm like, get the fuck up off the floor, stop crawling, I want to, like, get into the game here already, you know what I mean? Like,
so I loved it. I thought that was... to me, that's been the best part of the game so far. Like,
it's saying it was, like, you know, crazy shit happened, but, like, dude, can you make it a half hour instead of an hour or whatever the fuck it was? Like,
I mean, this is also coming from a series where the ending cutscene for the last game was 90 minutes long.
Yeah, like, that shit, like, that's the kind of stuff that turned me off from it. And then, also, here's the other thing, and it's true of this as well. In this one, is that I think one of the things that drove me away from the series is that it's overwhelming at first. Like, the amount of systems in place and the amount of things, like, and options you have at your disposal. Yep. And, like, just learning the controls is a lot.
It's very complex.
Yeah, so, like, and then becoming good enough to get through a mission. Like, I think I struggled through a lot of Twin Snakes before. I was like, why am I struggling through this? I'm not enjoying it. And there was a little bit of that with this one, but now that it's going, I'm like, this is crazy fun, dude. Like,
it is.
It's worth getting over that hump, I would say. I think, I'm happy that there's not as much story. Like, I'm like, thank God.
For me, there's really just, like, two things I really just don't like. Is, and again, like, this game is very close to perfection. This is, again, still going to be at the top of my game of the year, I think, once it's all said and done. But it's the fact that, is the right bumper hurting anyone else, or is it just me when you're holding it down for the binoculars?
No, I'm not having any issue.
Really? Okay. For some reason, I don't know, maybe it's the way I hold down the bumpers or whatever it may be, but like it just feels too high, and the fact that the bumper is kind of, there's a bit of pressure, maybe it just could be my controller, but like just makes it uncomfortable. There's a lot of times I'll spend, you know, a minute my binoculars.
Oh yeah, I just wish scan everything. Like,
yeah, I just wish that there was like a toggle mode. Like, I just want to toggle it. That's all. That, and the fact that when you're doing like side ops and everything, you can't call the chopper and move to different places in that actual place. You have to go back to the aerial command center or whatever.
Yeah.
Just so stupid, because some of these are like 3,000 meters apart from each other. And a lot of times, if you're using a different buddy besides your horse, you have to just run it. So you have to go all the way back up. You have to do the whole loading process. But when you're at Mother Base, when you get more platforms, you can switch between platforms.
Oh, really?
With the chopper. You can go into the chopper. You can, there's if you press X instead of Y, or something like that. But you'll see it once you get more platforms. It makes it super easy to get from like one to the other.
Okay.
They didn't give you that option when you're on the ground.
I have two platforms right now, and I just drove it, and it was a long drive.
It is a long drive. It's cool that you could drive it and everything, but yeah, it's annoying. So, yeah, it took me a while. I had like three or four before I was like, fuck this, I'm not going to do this every time. And then I pressed the you'll see it. So once you go into the chopper, you press X, and then it'll let you select.
Okay.
So So just little things here and there. Yeah, it's still a fun game though. I really like it. I like just going kind of like as stealthy as possible, and then there's so many different ways to tackle it, and just with like all the decoys, and now I have a sleep grenade, which is awesome. So it's, you really get a lot of cool things, especially for their missions. So
it's a lot of fun. So, anybody play anything else?
Yeah, there's one I want to bring up.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's called Pure Hold'em.
Okay. Oh, boy.
It still doesn't work. It still crashes every time. Every tournament. One time, I got to heads-up play. It was like me and this girl, and we were about to go to heads-up play. You know, I've been playing for fucking like an hour, and right as we were about to go to heads-up play, it fucking, it crashed. And everyone I've been playing with, like, if I get in a game where people have the mics, I'll, like, ask them, like, you guys have any luck with this, blah, blah, blah. Everyone's like, no, this fucking game crashes all the time. You know, don't even know why I'm bothering with it anymore. But I'm going to keep bothering with it. I'm going to bring it up every time in every episode, because fuck that studio.
That was a $20 game, too, right?
$20 yeah. For what should be a free-to-play game, dude. Like, I could go on Facebook and play fucking Texas Hold'em for free, and it works. You know what I mean, right, dude? Like, this is a fucking embarrassment. And they're just getting away with it because, dude, nobody fucking bought it. Me and Tony were the only fucking suckers out of anyone that I know that bought it because we both love poker. You know what I mean?
That's a shame.
And the studio has, like, you know, sporadically here and there, like, you know, I fucking stalk them on Twitter, and I'm going to keep doing it. But, like, here and there, they've been, like, you know, someone will say to them, like, yeah, crashing issues. And they're like, yeah, we're aware of that. We're, like, working, like, really hard to get that fixed. And I think the last time I saw them address that was, like, August 24th. So, I think I'd be surprised if they ever do fix it, honestly.
Right.
But you kind of have to, I mean... It's like with the PC version of Batman. Honestly, it's kind of a good thing that they were like, you know what, this thing's so broken that we're fucking taking it down until it's right, you know? To leave something up there for $20 that is not going to do what it's saying it's going to do, like, I fucking feel like I should get a refund. I know Tony tried, and they wouldn't give it to him. It's like, yeah, it's one thing that they're... You could say no refunds, but at least have the game work, right. You know? If I can't finish a game,
there's no reason. If like the game should at least work. Like if you're not happy with it, that's one thing. But
yeah,
like it's not working for you guys. It continues to crash.
If I can't finish one game of poker, it's fucking worthless to me. And I, you know, don't tell me I can play single player. I don't want to play poker against AI. It's just
play
not
single
the same.
Player.
You son of a bitch. Yeah, it's just there's no joy in beating AI in poker. Like it's just. It's just too easy.
Right.
Or it lacks the human element that makes poker fun, is what I guess I would say. So, yeah. Pissed.
All right.
Just bringing that up.
You bring it up again next week.
I just like, though, Tony, I think, just gave up. He's just not... And I don't blame him, because I'm stupid to keep trying to play when I know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean at $20 too. That's a little steep for something that's not working.
Like that game, at most, absolute most, should have been $15. But any poker game on like 360 was $10 or free, and they worked, and they had communities that kept playing it for years.
Are you still talking about that crap?
Yeah, dude. I'm gonna keep talking about it. I'm gonna fucking just. be up their ass until they either give us a refund or fix their goddamn game.
I don't think either of those things are going to happen.
I honestly, I have a feeling that they don't ever fix it. They're just like, fuck it. It's not selling well, I'm sure. You know, like, that's that high price to ask for poker is $20, so I'm sure it's sold poorly. And, you know, how much time are you going to bother fixing something that nobody plays? I don't know. Oh, can we throw... I'm going to bring this back to Metal Gear real quick. Are you guys able to get into the online, like, servers on that game?
Yes, it took a while, but I have connected, yes.
Like, consistently now?
Yeah, since probably, like... I mean, I haven't played the last 2 days, but... Yes.
I have never connected. Like, I don't know why I need to or whatever, but, like, it always tries to if I, like, restart the game. And it just says, you know, fuck it, you're in offline mode.
I don't know if you can get your daily login bonus without it, but... Other than that, like, there's... Unless you want somebody to invade your base.
Yeah, I don't play offline, or online. I play offline. Yeah, well, I'm invading my shit, man. I don't have enough guns and stuff.
Is there, like, a traditional multiplayer mode to it?
Not yet. It's coming.
Can we, all four of us, like, get into a helicopter and invade someone at the same time?
I don't know. I don't even know how the invasion invading works. If we could all get together and do that.
Yeah, like heist, but like we all get in choppers, we got our like speakers blaring.
Tony, that ass. Tony, I think you have to buy the game at some point before Christmas.
He doesn't have the game.
I think after XCOM, I don't ever have to do that again.
Oh, yes, you do.
Cool.
No. Sorry, you failed me that one time. I'll hold it to you forever.
I wasn't. Even if I had Patriots played that, it's not going to be up there. It was never going to be up there on the list, even if I had played it. Like, I played that game for a couple hours, thought it was okay, and then I got hard, and I was like, nah.
All right, well, hopefully Chris and F.A. keep up this love for Metal Gear.
Well, I'm not saying it's going to... I mean, I think it needs to be in the discussion from everything I've played out of this year.
What would you rank it right now if you had... down and rank it
out of what I've played this year?
Yeah, of what you've played so far, what would you put ahead of it? I guess
I don't think that I would put anything ahead of it, honestly. And I'll tell you this, like, there was one other game this year that was super hyped, and that was Witcher 3, and I thought that game was fucking dog shit. But this fucking Metal Gear,
now I'm taking Jeff's recommendation, I'm just throwing it.
The Witcher 3 is still ahead of this for me, like way ahead.
Really?
Witcher 3 is ahead, you said?
Yeah, the Witcher 3.
I find the gameplay in this is way more compelling than Witcher 3. I mean,
they're different.
I'm not saying it's dog shit. It's just
I think Witcher 3 was a
solid number 2 right now. I can understand, like, Witcher 3, like it kind of has a Skyrim problem where it's like, you're just overwhelmed. So, but like, I kind of went through the bullshit, and I'm actually like kind of engrossed in that story. But the problem now is that Metal Gear has completely taken my whole life. Like, I only played Witcher a couple hours this past week, because all of my time is not Metal Gear.
You know what's crazy is I'm getting Super Mario Maker tomorrow too. So I have like two brand new fucking games to play. But I'm hoping that like Metal Gear will be like my meat, and then Mario Maker will be my potatoes or whatever. Like,
yeah,
my
just like something. Just like,
yeah, you play for like an hour and then you go back to Metal Gear.
I do wonder how you guys will feel about it, like, come December when we're talking about it, though.
I do see, like, I'm really enjoying it, and I'm saying that as someone who's not a fan of the series at all. But, like, dude, like, I got Fallout and Tomb Raider coming, and, like, I don't see it standing
I mean, yeah, I mean, like, even in the next 2 months. But, see, that's
I mean,
the problem.
I think it's a top 10 game, right? Hands down. I don't know if it's going to hold up through December.
I mean, the problem with these discussions, too, is that, like, our game of the years are almost always like released in the past month because that's what we've been playing. That's what's fresh in our minds.
True, but they also save some of the.
I mean, like there are like exceptions to that rule, but I mean it seems that those November games are totally going to just take over because for me, like I'm going to remember the experience so far that I've had with Metal Gear, and so I'm going to take that into consideration. But again, I don't know how other people would feel. And
I do feel like there's going to be games I love more. I think I'm going to love Fallout and Tomb Raider more. But then also just looking at it as a whole, as like far as pushing the medium forward, I have a feeling that Metal Gear does not get surpassed this year.
Really? Like, you think it pushes the medium? Like, in what way? Really? I like
just the complexity of the like its design. Like, all the little touches that are in there. I don't see, like, anything else fucking... You know, I think I'm going to get
Tomb Raider. I see what you're saying.
Raider. I'm going to get Fallout. It's going to be Fallout. So, I don't know. We'll see, though.
No, I mean, like, you do have to take those into consideration that you know that someone put their goddamn heart into this game. And again, like, but...
I mean, that's... If we're going to, like, say that, like, you can't be, like, people that made Fallout, people that made Tomb Raider, like, the... People that made The Witcher, like, they didn't put their heart into it either. Like,
that's a weird thing. I know.
Yeah. Like, I get it. It's Kojima's, like there's something very particular about this because Kojima is such a name in the industry. And while he's not the only person to make Metal Gear, like there he has a team of hundreds of people that helped them on
this. I'm not saying that, like,
but it is very tied to them.
And he's not putting, like, his heart and soul into Fallout. It's just that I guess there's just, and I think that that's the appeal for a lot of people that are with this franchise that really love it, is that you do see someone that really, it's just like with Miyamoto and, you know, just the Nintendo games themselves, too. It's that he's completely engrossed in these games, and yes, it's behind a team of hundreds now, you know, but when he first started, he was still putting this amount of detail into his NES games, and I feel like it's carried on, and there's to be said.
For me, though, it's not just Kojima, it's just the attention to detail, like, the amount of detail in it is, like, it's fucking staggering, it's insane. So I don't see anything surpassing
that's what's weird for me about, like, from your comment, though, is because, like, I've always felt that kind of what Fozzie says is, like, this series has always had that, too. It's always, like, I don't feel that this actually moves anything forward. It just feels like a very refined, very broad growth on what they've been doing.
Yeah,
see, for me, I can't say from where another. I've only stumbled. You know what I mean? So,
right.
It all feels new to me.
Like, you know? in the four previous Metal Gears, you put a total of 2 hours into all four. So
I probably put about, you know, a good chunk into Twin Snakes, and I think I did.
Which mind you, is not a Kojima game. Like, that was
Got Knights.
Yeah, it was a remake of the original Metal Gear Solid, done by Silicon Knights. Oh, well, ask Kavi. He thinks it's terrible. I am not of that mind. I think it's okay.
Wait, for what?
Twin Snakes.
I like Twin Snakes. It's over the top. It's like, oh, we got all this, like, GameCube graphics. And
yes.
I think they, like, just watched The Matrix and, like, okay, everything that's happening in The Matrix, let's just do it.
That's cool. What I was on the headset.
But I think that, I don't know, I guess for me, too, it's that this is kind of the Metal Gear Solid game that I've always envisioned. I've always wanted, and I kind of wish that, yes, there's a little bit more of that ridiculous over the top that you come to expect from Metal Gear game. Like, it's kind of weird that I played 15 hours and a game that's known for its boss fights, like, that's kind of what the Metal Gear games are. Yeah, but
I've heard that they're not particularly memorable.
Right. But
I haven't come across any yet, but I've heard they're not particularly memorable.
So I kind of wish that you had, like, this mission style but with boss fights kind of peppered in, or boss fights peppered in with maybe some more dialogue. But would I rather take like these hour long mission briefings every like 30 minutes of gameplay over what I'm playing now? Probably not, because again, even for someone like me who loves stories, who loves like getting like deeply engrossed, like it was to a point where it's just it's confusing just for the fact it can be confusing. It's just like, okay, I mean, you're really trying to tie this together, but you're trying to make it as just...
Well, I'm glad that like the codec is gone.
Sure.
Because that was a big, like, I mean, you would sit there for 20 minutes with, like, the friggin' little talky boxes going back and forth, and, like, where they're just doing basically exposition dumps on you. They're gone. Like, if you want that stuff, it's there. It's in the cassettes.
Right.
Which I've listened to. Like, they're great, but you don't have to sit there. You can be doing something while you're listening to them. You can be traveling those 3,000 meters to the next... next waypoint or whatever while listening to them. Yeah, it's just, I don't know, we'll see. Like, we will definitely see where it ends up, right? Like,
I will say, so far this year, what I've played, the only thing that gives it a run for its money, and you guys will probably think I'm fucking insane, is Splatoon.
I'm a squid now, I'm a kid now.
I don't think you're crazy. There are a lot of people that really loved Splatoon. It just did not do anything for me.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. But you have to admit that, like, it is something that's new. Like, there's not a shooter like that, or even close to like that. It's just, like, completely crazy Nintendo take on an online shooter. And they've really kept it up pretty well. Like, I went and played it a couple weeks ago, and they've added tons to it, so...
I mean, they...
For free.
They kept a lot of that back, even though it was done, like it seems.
Yeah, no, I mean, they did.
Which,
but...
I mean, was smart, because it kept people playing, you know.
It gives you a reason to come back.
Right.
But the thing is, I mean, just in general, like, the main complaint when it released was there's not enough there. There's definitely enough, like, in terms of modes and stages and stuff now.
Right.
So,
all right. Well, we will we'll reconvene on this in December.
December Splatoon game of the year.
I'm sure we'll talk more about Metal Gear Solid 5 over the coming weeks, though. The one thing I did want to bring up, though, and Jeff, I don't know if this will hit you the same way. Evidently, Metal Gear has the same type of ending as Arkham Knight.
Yeah, I heard something like that.
Where the game ends and then it's not over. Like, you need to go and do a bunch more other shit to get the real ending.
Two things. I won't be doing that. And I don't care. Because I don't... I'm not playing it for the story. So, I'm really like, dude, right now, I couldn't tell you fuck jack shit about the story. Really.
I know that
I don't have an arm, and then there's another dude without an arm also.
Or a leg.
And I don't know why, and I don't know who anyone is.
See, a lot of that stuff was explained in the, like, prologue, which you could have downloaded for free.
I did on PS4, but then my PS Plus ran out, and I never...
But it was a free game with gold on Xbox, too.
I know. I went to go download it, like, a week or two ago, and it was already, like, over. So I was like, fuck.
Was that only through the 31st?
It must have been. Was like,
I mean, it ended on the 31st.
Okay.
Because I started to get this itch like a week or two ago, and I knew this was going to happen, but I was like, I want, like, all right, so how about maybe I'll play Ground Zeroes on Xbox, and I'll like it more because it's on Xbox, and I'll give it more of a chance, and then I couldn't do that, and I was like, you know what, fuck it, you just got to get the goddamn game now.
Yeah, so, like, all that's explained in the... There's actually more story, I think, in Ground Zeroes than there is in The Phantom Pain right now.
I doubt
I would follow that, dude.
Like, what I played so far, The Phantom Pain, I think there was more story in Ground Zeroes, and there wasn't much there, but...
Oh, yeah.
Like, it definitely explains why, like, how the setup goes about, and why you end up in a hospital, and...
I doubt
who the other guy is.
It doesn't even matter though, because if you didn't play the other Metal Gear games, like none of these people are going, like, you're not going to have any like meaningful. Like, I know who Master Miller is. I know who Ocelot is. I know, you know, like, the only thing that Ground Zero is kind of, pretty much what you need to know is that 9 years ago there was a massive attack on your base and you're trying to rebuild it.
Yes.
That's more or less
That's
what you're going to get.
That's basically the story of this but game.
You're not going to, like, have any, yeah, you're not going to have, like, any sort of, like,
But
you know,
can you
like,
get revengeance?
Oh. No.
Sure, you can get revengeance. Yeah, I mean, basically that's what this game is, right? It's like you're going on these missions to get money and build up your base and get staff
get
for your base, and it's gonna lead, you know, eventually into the original Metal Gear, not the original Metal Gear Solid.
I really hope they remake those because those actually kind of get me really excited. That has some like the best characters in there too, like Snake fights, you know. Like, Solid Snake fights Big Boss twice in those. And they're really shitty to play, so you don't want to play them. But there's a lot of story there that people are missing out on.
Yeah, it would be nice if they could, like, update them to more...
I mean, like, when you think about the whole Metal Gear Solid series, like, Snake comes out of retirement to go back to Alaska in the first one. So, I mean, you're not even playing, like, his career at all, so... Although I don't know what's going to happen with Kojima out and everything like that, but like there's a lot of stuff that I feel that you could.
I guess there's a lot of speculation that this is the last like real game that Konami ever does, which would be a really kind of a
good.
Shame.
No. Good. Sell the Metal Gear Solid series.
But they're not going to sell it.
He's saying like not just Metal Gear.
Like, no more Castlevania, no more...
Like, I want more Castlevania!
Like, not... Like,
yeah, but when they sell the rights to that, eventually it's a different... Like, what do you mean? Like, they're just going to hold on to it?
Yeah, they just won't do anything with it. They'll release a Metal Gear Solid, you know... Or a Metal Gear Solid slot machine. Like... Because, I mean, that's where their big money is in casino stuff, so...
And that would be really dumb, like... Kojima would just totally.
You have to sneak up on the slot machine.
I would play a Metal Gear Solid slot machine. Just saying.
Why? What difference would it make? It's a fucking slot machine.
I like themed slot machines. Not that I like.
Like
slot
you like wasting money then.
No, well, I mean, if you're gonna take my $20 in 2 minutes, like at least show me some cool shit.
Right. Like if I'm gonna play a slot machine, I'd rather play the Batman slot machine than like the.
Just.
Double diamond.
I mean, yeah,
slot
I guess
machine.
That's the lesser of two evils, but you're still
playing a slot machine. Yes, it's still not a good thing. But if you're going to play one, I'd rather play one that looks stupid.
I loved the Gremlins one, and I played in Vegas, even though I didn't win shit off of it.
But well, let's shelve the Metal Gear talk for the time being.
All right,
we'll come back to it. I'm sure.
Chris,
have to keep in y'all's
you're not gonna get Mario Maker, are you, Chris?
I'm not. My Wii U, my tablet, the gamepad,
dude,
is not working.
Dude,
which means that my Wii U is not working.
I could not tell you the last time I played a Wii U game on that thing. I've been playing a lot of Fortune Street, which is a great game.
Do you play it on the Wii U though?
Yeah, because it's a Wii game.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Okay.
Honestly, I swear to God, like, I don't even know why.
I play my Wii U pretty, I don't know, a decent amount. I play it more in my PS4.
I'm not saying there, like, there are games.
I play, like, a decent amount of Mario Kart when it was working, but...
I still play it. Like, I still play Mario Kart here and there. I've been playing Mario World again. Like, I don't know. The games that are on it are fucking awesome. And they got a good virtual console, you know. And, you know, Chris, you gotta do it. Because how are we gonna have Game of Year discussion without Mario Maker and Star Fox and Yoshi?
Well, Star Fox was not going to be on that list.
It could be the Game of the Year, you don't know.
No.
That could be the fucking Dark Horse.
No.
No?
No.
No.
What game?
Star Fox.
It could be the Dark Horse. Dark Horse Game of the Year.
Well, one of the... residents that live here at the property, like, I'm like, I have not played Nintendo games in a while. No, but there's so many games coming out. I'm like, no. It's not. I just smiled and nodded. But
you're not going to get Star Fox or Yoshi?
Really? Yoshi, maybe. Because I'm a Yoshi fanboy, but I'm not going to enjoy it.
That's the perfect one. If you got a girl over, you'd be like, let's play Yoshi. Boom.
They don't know who Yoshi is, or they don't care enough for that.
Oh, yeah.
Not an easy game to pick up either, I'm sure.
Yoshi? That's pretty forgiving.
Oh no, man, Yoshi.
They're the two that I'm upset about missing, but I have other stuff to buy and play this this fall that I'm not going to spend an extra $250 on another Wii U, so...
Well, have you contacted Nintendo?
I did. They want me to send it in, so...
At what cost?
Well, they want me to send it in, and they will look at it.
Fuck it, dude. I mean,
if it comes back...
That they have a plan for, because, like, that is, like... They don't sell the controller separately, you know what I mean? So it's like... I'm sure they wouldn't charge you $250 or whatever. I don't know.
We'll see. Like, I'm not going to spend like $100 on a new controller, though. So,
you gotta play my levels.
I will when I get a new Wii U if I have to. Like,
are your levels going to be good though, Hefe?
No, they're going to be terrible. I don't know. Well, we'll see. I have zero faith that they'll be any good at all. It's like the thing. Like, I think we kind of talked about this before. It's like, I think supposed like a lot of fun in the game is supposed to be creating levels. Instead of just playing other people's levels, and I will see how that pans out for me, because the Mario levels are so simple and they seem like it would be so easy to make, but I think there's a lot more artistry there than you think.
Well, it's a matter of the it does seem so simple, but is it the complexity that, you know, Miyamoto puts into it that makes them fun? Like, you can make a simple Mario level, but is it actually fun?
What's gonna make it? Yeah, exactly. And I think it's one of those things, like a dumb comedy. People think it's like so easy. It's like, no, not really. It's like, why it disappoints me that comedy doesn't get recognized more at the Academy Awards and shit. It's like, I don't know if that's like a good analogy, but something that seems simple but it isn't really, you know.
Right, it's hard to do and it's complex. Yeah. So. We'll see. I mean, I really do hope that game turns out good. So,
well, from everything I've heard, it's up there, but I don't know how it's going to respond to me.
Right, that's the thing. Like, is it going to be good? Like, all right, yes, it's very well done. It teaches you how to make games and stuff. But do you actually like it? Like, and are you going to get value out of it? Like.
And it's another one, like Metal Gear, that I had no interest in, but the only reason I'm getting it is because of such of the buzz around it, so we'll see.
Alright, let's do some news.
Movie news!
No.
Movie news? Can we do movie news?
I mean, you can if you want. I don't know if there's
Star Wars
movie news.
Coming out.
Yes, that's not news, Jeff. Everyone knows. you got anything else in movie news? Fallout 4 is getting a $30 season pass. They don't know what's in it yet.
Season passes bad.
Bad idea. Danger warrants. Danger.
Yeah, at least until like you know what's in them, right? Like,
yikes.
Like, I think you should know what you're gonna get out of the $30.
Honestly, that's like, yeah. If you buy...
I think the last and only season pass I bought was Bioshock Infinite, which ended up being okay, because the additions to that were cool, but it also illustrated why I don't do that, because you had to wait a year for one of them. Like,
right. And that's where I think, like, well, people that bought the Witcher's $24.99 for their season pass... The first piece of that content doesn't come out until October, and the second piece won't be out till sometime next year. Like, you gave them $25 already. I'll wait.
Yeah, why not just... I don't know. I mean, I'm sure for some people it's like, dude, they love The Witcher. They know they're going to keep playing it. Like, this is the only game they're going to buy all year, etc. Whatever.
Right, but I could have saved... Like, I mean, I will probably get that Witcher DLC.
It's just a bad deal to give them your money up front. Like, right. In this day and age, when you've seen how many fucking things these companies have done, Fufu Studios, like, don't fucking... Just don't do it.
Well, it's like, at least, like, all right, maybe when The Witcher's, you know, DLC piece, that first piece comes out, maybe then I drop the $24.99 on it.
Because you have something there.
Right. To play, like, right. Why would I just give you $25 back in May for it to just sit there?
Well, anything could happen, too, like... Your studio could go fucking out of business or something. Like, not saying that that would happen to them, but I don't know. Shit be crazy.
I did find it kind of amusing because people were like, this is how you should do a season pass. I'm like, you don't even know what the content is. Like, I don't know how you can defend Bethesda and the way they're handling Fallout 4 season pass when you don't even know what you're going to get out of it. But, like, they were quick to throw down, like, against Halo and Call of Duty for the way they've handled season passes in the past. And, like, at least with them, you know what you're getting.
And you know you're going to get it, and it's going to be timely. And
right. It'll be on time. Well, Call of Duty especially, you're going to get one every 3 months.
Like, yeah, exactly, dude. Like, that I can almost see defending.
Hey,
like,
if you're going to play Call of Duty for a whole year, it's not a bad thing.
I guarantee you that content is coming. And it's going to be on time. Yeah, yep. You know.
Like, you're going to get the first one in January, and then you're going to get one in, like, April, and you're going to get one in June, and you're going to get one in August. Just like every year.
I still don't think you should do it, but...
Sure.
But, yeah.
I mean, at least there, you know.
Well, the only reason I... Well, yeah, exactly. Whatever. I'll drop it.
I don't know.
I was going to say, I think that you should not play one game all year, no matter what. Like, there's other things out there.
Sure. I could see that. I mean, for me, like, I wouldn't mind buying, like, I didn't mind buying the Halo Pass, although it did come with the collector's edition I bought. But I wouldn't have minded buying it, because I know that I'm going to continue to go back and play Halo over the course of the year, so if you're going to give me those map packs... Like, that'll actually be a reason for me to go back in.
But yeah.
At least you knew you were getting, like, you know, 15 new maps or whatever. Oh, well. Evidently, there is... shut up, dog.
Hey, dog, shut your mouth.
I guess Kingdom Hearts 2.9 has been kind of potentially revealed. We're not 2. Sure what 9? The hell that
what? Means. In the fuck?
We're not sure what the hell that means, but a former Square Enix game designer, his LinkedIn page mentions that he worked on a Kingdom Hearts 2.9. People are speculating that maybe it is a complete series collection to come out sometime before Kingdom Hearts 3. That would be cool. If it was priced right.
Sure.
You guys, don't give a shit about Kingdom Hearts, dude.
No, not really.
No. What's Kingdom Hearts again?
It's Disney and Final Fantasy mixed together. It is pretty much the best thing ever.
Sounds terrible.
Keyblades. Keyblades, ridiculous clothing with lots of buttons and zippers and Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck.
Keep going until you say something that I'm interested in.
I'm done.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
I don't know.
Apple TV was announced. Not really announced. It was already existed, right?
Okay. Like,
it's, here, wait for this one. It's going to have motion controls and voice operated controls as well.
Sweet. Doomed.
So it's a Wii and an Xbox One Kinect.
Wow. What is this? What?
Yeah, Apple TV.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna have touch controls on the controller, I guess, on the remote. I don't have any interest in an Apple TV, so. But I guess there were some games announced, like Skylanders and Guitar Hero. They'll be coming to Apple
Still TV. Still not interested.
No go on that. How about Disney Infinity 3 on Apple TV? No?
I actually watched Giant Bomb quick look. It looks pretty cool, just because they have the Star Wars and at least the gameplay looks fun. But
yeah, it's much better than it was the last 2 years.
Have you been playing that, Chris?
I have. It's really good. The review is coming. And actually, the Inside Out playset is fantastic.
That's like the playset or the gameplay that comes with it? Is that, that's how that works, right?
Well, so you can buy, like, you can buy Sadness, one of the Inside Out characters, and you can play with her in the toy box, but if you buy the playset, which is...
Yeah, it gives
the,
you, like, an area or like,
yes,
a new...
Yes, yeah. The area. That is...
ooh, that could be really fun.
It's a 2D... side-scrolling platformer mixed mm-hmm. with some 3D platforming as well. Like, it sometimes will change perspective. And it's really good. Like, it's really, it's simple, but really, really well
Do
done.
You explore, like, the different lands in the brain? Like, the different...
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Zones or whatever?
Yeah. Oh,
that would be a great 3D platformer.
It's a lot of fun, so... most of it is 2D, but... it's kind of fun. I don't see anything else really here. Destiny's 2.0 update went out. You guys don't play Destiny though, so only Don and I give a shit about that.
No one. No one should play Destiny.
And I guess we already kind of knew this was coming, but the Xbox One dashboard update is coming
cool.
in November.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. Hopefully I get a little bit sooner. I'm one of those cool kids.
Yeah, I'm in the preview program too, so I'm hoping.
Me too.
I've actually done.
You're not that cool, Fozzy.
man, I've done feedback and shit. I'm old.
Yeah. It wants you to have like given more feedback. Like, you'll get it first if you give more feedback.
Yeah.
So, I don't know where you guys stand on the feedback. Feedback giving, but.
I mean, I don't know as far as compared to other people, but I've done a good.
Yeah. I don't see any other news.
Did you talk about the Pokemon?
Oh no, Pokemon Go.
Go.
This is relevant to Tony.
You can catch Pokemon in the world, like in the real world.
Yeah, so you
does
like
this count as their first mobile game? Because you know how they were supposed to do like a whole bunch of mobile games?
No. They're Pokemon Shuffle. Just launched like last week, this week.
No
so,
way.
So what exactly is Pokemon Go? Like, it's a GPS-based
that,
game?
That's all they said, was that you can catch Pokemon.
It's like
in the real
geocaching.
But with Pokemon.
That they love.
That's fantastic.
I would, honestly, dude, that would be fun.
Can you make them battle? Like, if we go...
I don't think so.
So it's just collecting them.
Yeah, collecting and like trading with other people. I might be wrong. Like you can't maybe battle each other, but there's, of course, in that commercial, the really cool thing, and I don't know if this is going to work well or not, but they'll have raids. So let's say like there's a Mewtwo or something, and that's in the commercial, and there's, you know, it's in Times Square. There's 100 people there. And they're all throwing their Pokemon towards it, and they have, like, a time limit, right? So you have to defeat that Pokemon in that time limit. If you do, everyone gets that Pokemon. So, you know, and I put this on Twitter. This seems like a cool idea, but this is, like, something that I would play, like, for a day and probably never go back to.
Right.
Because the commercial made it seem like this cool-ass thing, but really it's just going to be, like, it's going to be your phone. Then it looks like you're in camera mode. And then every now and then you're going to see like this Pokemon like come out, which yeah, it's neat, but I remember when the 3DS came out and they had the same stuff with the IR stuff or AR? IR? Mm-hmm. One of those two. Anyways, and I thought that was cool for a day, and then I was like, okay, well, that was neat, but...
Dude, I do think, though, like, I've thought about it a bit. I think augmented reality on your phone is, like, I don't play games on my phone, but I would play augmented reality. Like,
but
I don't know, like, going out in the world and, like, fucking shit is showing up.
Sure. I am all about kind of, like, this blend of, you know, like, virtual reality, or, like, virtual reality, and then also just, like, you know, being able to go out and explore, and that sounds cool. Like, that would be great, but at the same time, on a phone, I just don't think the screen, or there's just not enough to engross me. Now, if you took, like, the HoloLens, that's something completely different, because that, like, let's just say that they had, like, some sort of, you know, accessory where you can put headphones on that attach right to the actual HoloLens itself. And could you imagine, like, going out and then doing this Pokemon stuff? You could actually look down in your hand, you have a Pokeball, and you could actually throw it. Like, that's what it's shown in the commercial, and you're like, oh, this looks cool. Like, the guys have a Pokeball in their hand, and they're throwing it at the Pokemon. Is it going to work? Like, are you going to have to, like, you know, have your phone look at your hand, and then you throw it? Or, like, it's just... There's just a lot, I guess, out there. Like, or is it just going to be, okay, I walk this direction, there's this Pokemon, and then I have to, like, tap things on my phone to capture it. Like, it seems cool, but I think with different technology, it could be a lot better. I think that's kind of, like, the future that I would love to see, is because, like, a lot of times, like, you know, people out there, the people that, like, judge people that play games are like, well, you know, my kid's going to go out and enjoy the world. It's like, okay, whatever. Like, you can also juggle things, but whatever, you want to make excuses. But now it's like, well, now you could have fun. Like, could you imagine, like, going out into the world with your kid, both have HoloLenses on, and you're, like, going out to, like, get Pokemon? That sounds pretty cool. But on your phone, maybe not so much. But at least it's a good start to what I think could be the future for, I don't know if you want to call it gaming or whatever it may be, but that's the future of entertainment. It's kind of like this, you know, reality that's kind of blurred lines, I guess.
And it doesn't, it's not to say that's going to be like the main way you play games or anything, but that could be like a fun genre. It's,
yeah, totally. I mean, you know? Yeah, obviously, like, I wouldn't go out every night looking for fucking Pokemon, but again, like, it would be so cool if, you know, if there was a place, or maybe, like, you know, the future could be someone buys a house, right, and they keep it, like, empty, but with your HoloLenses, you can create your own things with that, and, well, I guess that wouldn't work, because, you know, other people would be in there at the same time, but, you know, like, or in your own house, you could, like, make a, like, a horror game or something, you know?
Well, they're making one like that, where, like, the phone somehow is mapping out your house as you play it, and they figure out, like, good places to put the scares or whatever.
Sure.
Like, that is, like, the thing that, like, all right, imagine you're playing a horror game where you, like, walk around outside and it uses your GPS to lead you to, like, a cemetery or something. Right. You know, like, just, I don't know.
Yeah, no, like, and that's, that excites me, because I think that, you know, you really think about in the past 10 years, like, how much technology has shifted. You know, 10 years ago, there wasn't an iPhone, you know? It's just, imagine a world without, like, smartphones. It's just, it's impossible to think of. So really, even though 10 years ago doesn't seem all that much, there's been a huge leap in technology between just 10 years. So 10 years from now, you know, that could be it. That, like you said, it's just GPS is going to be so much better, and they're going to be able to, with the technology, they're going to be able to become real creative with it. And hopefully, you know, things like this will catch on, where it's like, because that would be great. Like, could you imagine, like, being a kid, and even if you're, like, a teenager or something, and doing this, like, on a Friday night, is, like, going out and exploring, like, this scary shit, you know? It's exciting.
That would be awesome, dude.
Yeah.
I'd be excited to play that right now as a 33-year-old kid.
Oh, sure. I would love to do it even if it came out 10 years from now in my 40s, yeah. But 30.
All right. Well, before we wrap it up, let's do some football picks here.
Oh, oh no.
Alright, so I went and picked up four games. I also have Don's choices for his winners.
Okay.
First game, Panthers versus Jaguars.
Ooh. Ooh. You know, I'm just gonna have to go with the Panthers. Nah.
Okay.
I think you do have to go with the Panthers.
Go with the Jaguars there.
Alrighty. Jeff?
Most of these will be without reason because I don't watch it close enough.
Perfectly alright. You probably have just a bunch of a chance of winning.
Yeah, I know, exactly. That's the good thing about it. I'm going to go Jags just for Fozzy.
Hey!
Alright.
Man.
Tony?
I'm grabbing a beer, by the way.
Didn't I already pick the Panthers?
Panthers, that's what I thought, but I am going Panthers, and so did Don. Let's see. So we have Fozzie taking the Jags, Jeff taking the Jags, and the rest of us taking the Panthers.
Mm-hmm. The rest of us are
second game on the list here is Green Bay and Chicago.
Did you, like, devilishly pick these picks?
Sure.
I'll start off. I'm going to go Green Bay for sure.
Well, no homer in this guy. Yeah, I'm going to go Green Bay, too.
It's got to be Green Bay.
They win so 9 times out of 10 as it is versus us. So
we are all going Green Bay, because I'm going to go Green Bay. Don also went Green Bay.
Is probably, it at Lambeau?
We're probably all going to be wrong.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where it is.
It doesn't matter, but it does matter.
The south side of Chicago.
It is in Chicago.
They'll lose.
All right, third game here. Ravens at Broncos.
I go Broncos.
All right, Jeff.
I go Ravens. Broncos choke. Y'all know.
In the playoffs.
That's the playoffs, man.
Yeah.
It's also
they
early.
Can the Ravens too, I think.
Peyton doesn't always start great, so.
This is a regular season game on the road where the Ravens are terrible, so I'm picking the Broncos.
And they do have elite Joe Flacco behind the helm, so.
That is true. I am also going to go with the Broncos. Don sided with Jeff. He is going Ravens. Final game on our docket here. New York Giants at the Dallas Cowboys.
Hate them. Them boys.
I mostly picked this one so Dom would have to pick a team that he hates to win.
That's me.
I go Cowboys.
Jeff going with the boys. Fozzie?
The boys.
I am going to go. I'm going to side with Don here. He went with the Giants. I am also going to go with the Giants.
Where's the game? Is it in Dallas?
It is in Dallas.
Oh, got to go Cowboys.
All right.
Oh,
so there we go. We got our first group of picks in. We'll see how everyone does.
Those are all week one games?
Yes.
Oh, man. I didn't know they played the Packers. Is that Sunday, like, noon?
Sunday at 1 o'clock, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, so noon for you, yeah.
That's going to be terrible. I'll be playing Metal Gear by halftime.
And by Monday, we will know if Don is crying or not if the Eagles lose to the Falcons. I'm still confused on Don's Eagle fandom, but...
There's really weird people that, you know, they just have weird
I'm sorry, you're not an Eagles fan.
I'm not. Like, I mean, yeah. I'm also in a weird, like, I'm certainly considered weird because I am not an Eagles fan and I live here in Philly. But most people that don't live in Philadelphia don't like Philadelphia teams either, so we're generally pretty hated.
Because, you know,
we're assholes.
City of brotherly love is not any brotherly love at all.
Yeah, not so lovable.
I mean, it's like, I don't think there's anyone else hated than just that whole northeast section. Like, they just, like, kind of, like, migrated out. It's just, all right.
It's like in every sport, too. Yankees, Patriots.
Yeah, like Boston teams. Like, almost, like, there's not one Boston team that, like, I passionately hate. For some reason, like, L.A. and Boston teams just don't like each other. Like, the Celtics don't like the Lakers, you know, and well, I guess that's the one true one. But again, for some reason, those two cities do not like each other.
Yeah, it's weird.
East versus West, man. The Tupac fucking Biggie story.
Bringing it back.
East from Boston. Got that Boston accent.
All right. Well, football has started. Tony is happy. The Patriots have won.
Undefeated. We lead the league right now. Best team.
Did you hear about Headset Gate? God damn, can your team do
Headset Gate?
Without?
Wait, what is Headset Gate?
When they started the game, the Steelers were getting this feedback that the Patriots radio.
Someone was like on their like radio, like fucking blaring in there and.
Here's the thing, because they were having the problem, they shut the Patriots headsets off.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
Did they?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes, they said it during the broadcast. Pay attention, Fozzie.
I don't know.
I love how there's like some scandal.
There's always something suspicious about the Patriots.
Well, I think it's just
if you know that that's going to happen to the other team, you can plan for your headsets to be shut off ahead of time. Whereas it just throws the other team for a loop. They're like, oh my god.
Yeah. No, totally. I mean, again, like, why does everything always happen to the Patriots? It's a little bit too, many coincidences for my liking. There's always something that the Patriots are up
to. Hey, if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Damn straight.
I can't wait for, like, when the fuck is Brady going, like,
retire
already? Get out of here.
Like, you're stuck with, he wants to play into his 40s.
Yeah, at least another 3 years. So, and as long as Gronkowski is around, he's not gonna have to retire. So, well, we'll see how we do with our picks. And we'll be back next week. Tony, you are on hosting duties for the game show.
Oh boy!
I mean, unless you want to push it one more week.
That's okay.
All right. I am on a business trip.
Oh, so we might have to push it.
No, but you know what? I think I get back.
Wait, don't you work for the fucking post office?
If you're not available, Jeff, we'll wait for your return.
I mean it is for real business trip. It's union business.
Okay.
But I think I come back that day, so I think I'll probably be back.
All right. Well, if not, we gotta wait. Him.
You've got to be there.
You need all the players to do it.
All right, you let me know, and I'm going to get Don on so that we have an extra player as well.
Okay.
But we want you here for this.
I want to say I'm 90% sure. I think it's next Tuesday through Thursday, but then Thursday the trip is done, and I come back, and it's like I'm only like an hour away. So
currently, Fozzie is the reigning champion.
Still one point.
I don't know all these like, strategy.
One point.
I put down enough points where if anyone got the answer correct, they would beat me. But you know what? I'm banking that no one's going to do it.
Yeah, you were winning. Like you basically had one.
I had one at that point, but I was like, "I want to make this a little bit interesting."
Yeah.
Why not?
I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna win.
If Jeff gets a lead.
If I can win, yeah.
Jeff's going to...
Jeff, let me just ask you, how much do you know about Talonsoft?
Who?
Exactly.
You might want to look that up. You might want to look that up while you're on your business trip.
Talonsoft?
That sounds like strategy, people. Watch out, Hefe.
It's going to be a fucking nightmare.
And everyone said my game show was bad. This is going to be a fucking debacle.
I can't wait till it's my turn.
Now, Don's going to be on, and Don actually knows about some of these games. So Don will win.
Great. I'm gonna do like early 90s era sports games when it's
nice.
My turn.
On Madden.
Right. NHLPA 1993.
I'm just gonna come up with fucked up answers for Tony's. Like, I'm just gonna like make up games that sound like.
Selling like strategy games? Game, like, that would be great.
Like fucking Iron Cross, March of War. Like,
that probably is a game. I'm not even lying. It probably is a game.
Yeah, that sounds like it would be a game. There's definitely a game called Iron Cross. March
right.
of War, I don't know.
Alright, well, hopefully that'll be next week.
It should. I'll let you guys know. Let me put it this way. I'll let you know if it's not.
Okay. Yeah. If it's not, it'll be the following week. Destiny's new expansion comes out next week. Might have some talk on that. I'm sure that everyone besides me and Don is thrilled about that. So. Yep. No.
Nope.
Talk more Kingdom Hearts 2. Yeah. No.
Nope. Metal Gear. Well, I'll be Mario.
Yes, we'll have that to talk about.
Soon, Tony Hawk. So soon. I gotta finish Metal Gear before then. Oh.
How far away is Tony Hawk, Jeff?
It's close, bro. It's like, oh boy. I wanna say it's the 29th. So, there's time.
But... And Don is playing Forza 6, so he'll be able to give us some info on that, too.
You're not gonna be?
Well, he's playing. He already has it. He's playing it for review. So
nice.
I may get it. We'll see. It's not on my. I have to get this list. But the way he was talking about it, it's slowly infringing on that.
I'm staying far away.
Yeah, it's not Horizon. So it's not. Yeah. It's a sim racer this time. All right. We'll be back next week. Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night.